Lesson 30, A Message to the Stars. Our planet Earth is one of 9 planets revolving around the Sun. A fairly small and ordinary star, which lies in the outer areas of the Milky Way galaxy. There are about 250 billion stars in our galaxy, and billions of galaxies in the universe. People have always wondered about the possibility of intelligent life forms on other planets. In recent years, this has become serious scientific speculation. Some scientists believe that there must be large numbers of stars with planets that could support living intelligent beings. Perhaps we will never know. The nearest star is 4.3 light years away. A light year is the distance covered by light, traveling at about 186,000 miles or 300,000 kilometers a second in 1 year. It would take the fastest Earth spacecraft about 40,000 years to reach the nearest star. For a number of years, radio telescopes have been trying to pick up signals from outer space, so far without success. There are, however, millions of possible radio frequencies, and there is no reason why a completely alien civilization should not use a different type of communication, such as X-rays, or even a type of wave we have not yet discovered. Suppose contact were made with beings 300 light-years away. By the time we had sent our reply and received their response, the Earth would be 600 years older. It would be an interesting, but rather slow-moving conversation. Pioneer 10. The first man-made object to leave our solar system was the Pioneer 10 spacecraft. It was launched from Cape Kennedy on March 2, 1972. It was designed to pass close to the planet Jupiter. In 1983, it left the outer limits of the planetary system. A gold plaque, 6 inches by 9 inches, or 15.2 centimeters by 22.9 centimeters, was placed on the spacecraft. On the plaque is a diagram showing the solar system and its location in the galaxy. There is also a drawing of a man and a woman standing in front of a picture of the spacecraft. The man's right hand is raised in a gesture of friendship. It is unlikely, however, that the plaque will ever be seen again. If it were found by an alien civilization, it seems improbable that they would be able to interpret it. The Voyager mission. Every 175 years, the large outer planets Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune are in such a position that a spacecraft from Earth can fly past all of them. The two Voyager spacecrafts were launched in 1977 to photograph and investigate these planets. Voyager 1 reached Jupiter in February 1979 and Saturn in November 1980. It sent back dramatic pictures of the rings of Saturn and discovered previously unknown moons. It then left the solar system. Voyager 2 reached Jupiter in July 1979, Saturn in August 1981, Uranus in January 1986, and Neptune in August 1989, before leaving the solar system to travel silently through space. Its next stop? No one knows. As well as a pictorial plaque, Voyager 2 carries a gold-sprayed disc. The disc contains greetings in 60 languages, 140 photographs, and 1.5 hours of music and songs, ranging in style from Beethoven and Mozart to the Beatles and Chuck Berry.